After they had prepared everything, they persuaded her to eat with them.
First, show me your oratory, chapter room, enclosure, refectory, kitchen, and dormitory, your beautiful chairs, polished tables, and large houses. I do not see any of these. I only notice that you are cheerful and happy, overflowing with joy, filled with consolation, as if you expect that everything will be given you at your request.
Our Lady and Queen, we, your servants, are tired from the long journey, and you, coming with us, have expended no little effort. Let us first eat. Once we are strengthened, if you direct, we will do everything as you wish.
I am pleased at what you say, but bring some water that we might wash our hands and some towels to dry them.
They brought her immediately a cracked earthen bowl filled with water, because there was not a whole one. Pouring the water over her hands, they looked here and there for a towel. When they couldn't find one of them offered her the tunic he was wearing, that she could dry her hands with it.
I thank you, brother, and in my heart give glory to God who has brought me into association with such men.
Then they led her to where they had prepared the table. When they had led her there, she saw that there was nothing more than 3 or 4 crusts of barley bread set upon the grass. She was greatly astonished and said to herself,
"Who has ever in past generations seen such things as these? Blessed are you, Lord God, who cares for all things. Everything is possible when you wish. You have taught your people to please you through such deeds."
Then they sat down together, thanking God for all his gifts.
Lady Poverty gave the order to bring the cooked food on dishes. Behold, a single dish was brought filled with cold water for all of them to dip bread. There was neither an abundance of dishes nor a variety of cooked foods.
She asked that at least uncooked aromatic herbs be brought to her.
"We do not have a gardener and know nothing of a garden. We will gather wild herbs in the woods and place them before you."
"Bring a little salt to season the herbs, for they are bitter."
"Wait, lady, we will go to town for some. If they are offered to us, we will bring them to you."
"Bring me a knife that I will cut away what is superfluous and slice the bread which is hard and dry."
"Lady, we don't have a blacksmith to make us swords."
"For now, use your teeth in place of a knife. Afterwards, we will provide one."
"Is there a little wine among you?"
"Our lady, we have no wine. At the beginning of human life, there was only bread and water. It is not good for you to drink wine, because Christ's spouse must avoid wine like poison."
When they were satisfied, more by the glory of such want than by an abundance of all things, they blessed the Lord in whose sight they found such grace, and led Lady Poverty to a place where she would rest, because she was tired. And so she laid down upon the naked earth.
She even asked for a pillow for her head. They immediately brought a stone and placed it under her head.
After enjoying a very quiet and healthy sleep, Lady Poverty quickly arose and asked to be shown the enclosure. Taking her to a certain hill, the brothers showed her all the world they could see.